Dr. Adrian Rogers said the prayer offered to God in the morning during during your quiet time is the key that unlocks the door of the day. Any athlete knows that it is the start that ensures a good finish. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Prayer Motivator Minute, episode number 924. Here to remind you that there is still great power in prayer to God Almighty in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our prayer motivator verse from the Word of God today is Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12, which says, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." Our prayer motivator quote today is from Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers. He said, "Oh, yes, the prayer meeting is the place to meet with the Holy Ghost, and this is the way to get His mighty power. If we would have Him, we must meet in greater numbers. We must pray with greater fervency. We must watch with greater earnestness and believe with firmer steadfastness. The prayer meeting is the appointed place for the reception of power." Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this reminder today that we should be men and women, boys and girls of prayer. Grant all of us your mind and your grace and your strength and the power of your Holy Spirit to pray in the morning time and then to pray without ceasing throughout the day, and help everybody who is a born-again Christian to attend, at least online, today, their prayer meeting, their Wednesday night prayer service. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for His sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, here's how you can be saved today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, and our bodies are buried in a grave because of sin. But we also die spiritually because of sin and go to a place called hell if we never trust Jesus Christ, God's gift to the world, as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Accept the fact, dear friend, that you're on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28 himself, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but you will be glad to know I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said it himself in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. There is no difference between the black and the white, the red and the yellow. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.